Except to say, when Jesus comes visibly to judge the earth, those who receive the mark of the beast, remember we talked about that earlier, the false prophet put on everybody, will be thrown into the lake of the fire along with the Antichrist and the false prophet. That's Revelation 19:20. Now, here's the neat one with which we'll close. Turn to 22, the book of Revelation, chapter 22. After all this, this is a really interesting one. It really made me smile as I read it. It's a good one. Revelation chapter 22. A portrayal of the eternal kingdom. And it talks about what's going to be there and the fact that the river and that there will be no more curse, verse 3, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it and his servants shall serve him. Verse 4, they shall see his face and his name shall be on their foreheads. Guess what? We're all going to have a mark. We're all going to have a mark. His name will be on our foreheads in eternity. So, evidently, the mere having of a mark is not a bad thing in itself, because in the end, for eternity, we're all going to have his name on our foreheads. You remember the high priest in the Old Testament had a little turban, and on the front of the turban was a gold plaque, and the name of God, Holiness unto the Lord, was placed upon that plaque. But we're all going to have his name on our foreheads. I don't know if you've seen the ad on television of one of these banks, where they pick your pocket for this fee and that fee. Some of you must have felt that way as you've read your bank statements. But the ad on television has the person coming up to the window, to the teller's window, and the teller puts something on their forehead and staples it. This is the easiest way to tell, that this is the victim. I mean, this is the pigeon. This is the one whose pocket is to be picked. And so the idea is, but of all the imagery that they could have used for that ad, something on the forehead stapled onto the forehead. Oh, that's crude. It's supposed to produce humor in the response. It's supposed to make you remember it. Obviously, I remembered it. But the idea is that this is a broad expanse here. Visible. In terms of, most of our bodies get covered up, but our face doesn't, and some of us have more to show than others. But we're all going to have his name. I am who I am. Yahweh. Or perhaps that plus the name of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Together, because elsewhere it says in the book of Revelation that the name of God and of the Lamb constitutes the seal that God places upon the 144,000. The name of God and of the Lamb will be on our forehead. We'll be owned by him forever, identified with him forever, in a way that we'll all be able to see visually. Now, I don't think it'll be distracting, like, oh, you've got a smudge on your forehead. But I think instead it'll be a constant reminder throughout eternity as to whose we are. Let's go to the Lord in a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this lesson on the sealing of the 144,000.